Now, Jeff, you've just published a book called Machine Guns and Cricket Bats, sort of part autobiography, part behind-the-scenes look at international cricket. Could you just sort of give us a bit of an overview?
Okay, well, basically, Machine Guns and Cricket Bats is about the last 10 years I've been playing cricket for Croatia in Europe, and it basically just sort of outlines, you know, the things we sort of got up to, the places we've played, some tour information, obviously travelling around, and obviously a little bit about European cricket and how that sort of all come about, and obviously the changes in the game over the last 10 years from my involvement there.
And what was your real sort of motivation for sort of getting it all together and writing this book?
Well, the motivation basically was sort of I just found myself in all these really intriguing sort of places playing cricket, and obviously, you know, being, you know, both my parents were born in Croatia, and, you know, I sort of found myself, you know, it's quite funny playing cricket for Croatia. I didn't know too much about the existence of the international side of things in Croatia. I knew they sort of played and a little bit of that. But, I mean, yeah, so basically I found myself in some weird and wonderful places, travelling Europe, rediscovering my heritage, and I just thought this is too good to be true. So basically started documenting some of the, you know, some of the tours that we went on and some of the places we saw, and, you know, a bit about the games, a little bit about family, a little bit about the travelling you sort of do and the camaraderie and all the banter that sort of happens amongst cricketers. And look, it's just, yeah, I just sort of found myself in the middle of this amazing, what I thought was a pretty amazing sort of story and set of circumstances. And the more I sort of started documenting it, it sort of took shape into a book. And with obviously the encouragement from, you know, blokes like Simon and Darren and, you know, friends and family, they all sort of thought it was too good a story to let go. And being a bit of a writer myself, I sort of thought, you know what, I'll put all this together in a book and we'll see how we go.
And it's a story that's sort of been in the making for quite a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, basically from the about a 10-year period I've been involved in international cricket with, obviously, in Europe for Croatia and you know, obviously finding out about, you know, that they do play international cricket over there and actually how big it is and how much the game is actually growing through the ICC in Europe, I just was staggered about, you know, the existence of the game to the level that it was. I mean, I wasn't quite sure what I was getting myself involved with at the start, and it turned out to just be my first tour. We played in Vienna, and it was just, what an experience. It was just a great place to go and play cricket, great bunch of guys I was involved with. I so obviously did my ICC sort of bits and pieces to sort of get qualified, had to become a dual citizen, which wasn't a problem at all, and then just basically did some time in Croatia to sort of get the days up to be able to play. And yeah, look, I just thought it was fantastic sort of to get involved in and just to sort of see the level that the cricket was developing in Europe. And look, I really love the game, and I just really sort of thought, well, you know, 10 years in the making, and here we are today with a book all about those experiences.
Well, I've